Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there, morning, afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda McChain, and it is Find It Out Friday. We have Tiffany with an I coming on, and Carmelita. These ladies are out in the community. They're taking care of voters. They're taking care of meetings, hopefully. They sneak out and come on in and join us. If they don't, we're going to keep on moving forward. You know, we have to seek to discover. Each of us must seek to discover the particular thing that will characterize our lives, an attitude of intense, undaunted seriousness toward each fleeting moment. This can open up a whole new life for us. So we have to continue to seek to discover about ourselves first, and discover about anything that's moving up around you. You know, this show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that help you get to your goals with education, workshops, training, and most of all, our young adults out there. We inspire and empower. They're not the future. They're the present. And an ear out for CUC, Community Unification and Consulting out there. You know, we got a lot going on here. That's City Hall information down there. I know you've been watching. You know, people vote you in. But if you're no longer needed, you need to release the seat, okay? Release the seat. You're going to be speaking on voters' rights here. And, you know, the Metrolink, I found out today that they have extended another 9 miles onto that Metrolink, and it goes all the way out to Redmond. You know, I'm a rail rider, and for those of you who have not experienced riding that Metrolink, check it out. Since the event, pull back a little bit, but it's a gas saver, it's comfort, and there's security officers that travel on those trains, whether you know it or not. So they're extending out, adding 9 more miles on to that San Bernardino line out there, going all the way into Redlands. So check it out. I haven't been on since the pandemic, but I'm trying to move out slow and show and get back to it again. It's the best thing to do. Comfort, relaxation, and most of all, gas saving. So let's tune in to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Welcome in.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
That's right. You want to get up and stand up for your rights. You know, I was told at a young age, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So when that's embedded in your life, you know how we do things around here. And we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I speak it. I strategize it. I change it. And I complete it. On with us this evening, Tiffany with an eye. Welcome, welcome in. How are you?
I am doing well on this Friday. How are you?
I am doing well. It is Find It Out Friday. It is Friday. I'm trying to figure out what happened to Monday. Everything is moving so quickly out here. Weather changing. But we're glad that you were able to break away and join us. And we're going to say we appreciate you. So I know you found out a lot of things. But, you know, this planet. A planetarian report. I like it when you give it. Do you have any information for us to start us off this evening so we can stay balanced?
Well, I do. I hadn't had anything for probably a week. But now things are moving. There are planets that are in transition. And we're going to be moving into a place of deep thinking with Scorpio, which is always very fun, right?
Okay.
So we have the Venus transit at Scorpio from October 23rd to the 16th of November. So Venus is the planet of love, connection, abundance. It's the ruler of Taurus in the second house that deals with abundance. And as it moves into Scorpio, Scorpio is about the sharing of things, resources, but especially transformation. And that deep connections are in the eighth house. So deep transformations, they will, things about the heart, issues about the heart will come to surface and will probably go into a more deep emotional realization of what all that means. So in our connections and our resources, we'll look at our resources and what are we doing with our resources, where and with whom we want to place our energy. And during this whole time, we'll have two eclipses, Scorpio and New Moon, and Taurus full moon. So we'll have a Scorpio new moon and a Taurus full moon. And Mars will retrograde in Gemini on the 30th, where we're reviewing lessons learned. And then the day before that, Mercury goes into Scorpio. So Mercury is the planet of communication and thinking. And so although we're in a very emotional time right now, we're getting ready to go into a deeper dive of things and really understand what we didn't, because we didn't have the meaning of everything, the understanding, because it was too deeply hitting. Well, Scorpio brings out the hidden things, so it dives deep and immerses what you haven't seen, what you did not see. So it should be an interesting time, but a good time. I'm excited because Venus will be transiting in Scorpio. So, you know, Venus is a planet of love, connection, abundance, and that is a great thing, manifestation. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
It being in there. Even though it's going to be a very, very deep emotional connection time, if you will, it is still going to be a very good time, because we'll still experience great things, although we're looking at another phase and, you know, of our resources, how we're spending them, and how we're going to be using our energy with whom and where. So
Wow. So what you're telling us here is because we're moving into that Venus with that love and heart emotional, but because Scorpio is having a lot to do with that, and it goes underground, and it's going to bring out the hidden things. So I'm picking up on this, and I'll read more about it. You know, we have to do our homework. We're not experts over here.
Of
we just got to stay balanced and keep you balanced and, you know, keep this information out to you so that you can pick up and hopefully join. It's nothing like knowing what's going on out there in that universe. And those stars are not just out there twinkling, okay? So, and we are all connected. We are all one, whether we want to admit it or not, you know. And I'm so glad that you're letting us know. I like that planetarium report. I like that because if a person does not get but one word or one paragraph, it's going to help you when you start paying attention there, because as I stated, you have two eclipses coming, and you have Mars, and Mars moving into Gemini, and Mercury moving into Scorpio. Scorpio is nothing to play with, okay? It's going to bring it all out. So when you find yourself flopping down on the floor, boo-hooing, just understand it, because it's going to go real, real deep, okay? And no one will be able to pull you out but you, because it's really all about you going here. So I appreciate that, Tiffany, and I see it, and I change it. And I was speaking earlier about, you know, things that was happening. You know, we're getting down to the crunch line. So it is voting time. And it's a lot of fundraisers going on for those who want to get out in the community and join and contribute and support however way you want to do it. Keep your eyes open. These things are happening out there. I spoke about the situation at City Hall that we're all dealing with here, you know, and I always say it's all about the people. The people vote you in. And if you no longer are needed by the people, you need to release the seat, okay? I'm not quite understanding that. I'm pretty sure it's going to work itself out. But it's kind of like upsetting to see that defiance and to see that ego and to see that arrogance. If you're about the people, listen to the people, okay? And if you're going against the people, let me know you got wax in your ears, okay? So I'm dealing with that. We don't want to get too deep into it because I'll get up on this podium and talk for the next 10 hours, and that is not what we want to do. So, Tiffany, let me ask you, the weekend is coming up. People are, you know, they're shopping. I'm looking at the turkey prices are going up. I don't eat turkey, and I don't eat baked turkey. I love fried turkey. And there's only a few people here that fry them up and once they're delivered. But fried turkey is the thing. Once you have fried turkey, you will never eat another baked turkey again. And it's cooked properly. And all of the spices and the sugar and the everything is going up out there because of, you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving. So I don't know if you're a cook on the stove all night, but your Thanksgiving, is it a you mostly spend it with family, right? Or everybody goes to everybody's home? Yeah. Okay.
I do, and my mother cooks. I don't do a lot of the cooking because I've done that for many years, stayed in the kitchen, but I have decided that I would not do that in the past, I don't know, a few years. So it's a great thing. But you know what, speaking of which, I was looking at Martha Stewart's cooking on one of these channels. And she was cooking a stuffed turkey leg or some part of the turkey, I think of turkey breast or something. I don't know what part of the turkey it was, but she rolled it up and she cut it into pieces, and it looked delicious. I guess you could put stuffing in there. It looked like a stuffing that she had put in the middle of it and had roasted it, and it looked really good. So it was kind of like an alternative to a big turkey, like if you were going to serve if your company were two or three people besides yourself, this would be a great dish besides the whole turkey. So there are alternatives out there. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to cook at all this Thanksgiving, but if I do plan to do that, that's why I was looking at Martha Stewart's cooking school. Now, this is, of course, this is when way back in 2012. So, you know, these are old episodes. But still. You need to know how to do something, right? You need to know how to cook something in the kitchen. Or if you do know how to cook, you just want to know what your options are. And with the, you know, food prices going up, you want to know about some of these alternatives. So I think it'd be a good idea, and I suggest strongly that, you know, you look at your cooking channels and see what other alternatives that are out there. Because, yes, turkeys are fine. Maybe you... Some people do Cornish hens. They don't.
I do.
They may
I
not
do
cook
Cornish hens.
Turkey.
Yeah, I do.
So
Cornish
there's
some.
And so there are different options and alternatives out there. You don't have to necessarily get a turkey, but get something that you like to eat that is going to feed a lot of people. So you're going to have a lot of people over, and I think that's key. So I mean, we all know that we like turkey, and it's a traditional piece of meat, or the bird is what we traditionally eat on Thanksgiving, but you know, there are so many different alternatives, and let's be creative and see what we can do. You know,
save that money, be creative. I've always cooked Cornish hens, whether I'm eating with family or friends. I always cook it been for me, because when I return back home, I'm still hungry. Because when you go to person's homes, you try to be polite. So I will always cook my backup. Okay, it was good over there, but it's going to be better over here, okay? So then I have a bit to take, you know, the last couple of days. But I'm a Cornish hen person. I do like to make dressing from scratch. My grandmother taught me how to make that dressing. And I always, mm-hmm. for years, had the dressing brigade, okay? So that's chopping mm-hmm. up everything. And it's a secret to it. And I mean, the real way, not the stuffing in the box, okay? You toasting that bread, you know, you're blending those juices together and pouring in. Yeah, I used to stand up on the stool when she would be preparing Thanksgiving dinner, and I'd be right by her side, okay? So I can get down with that dressing. So my family knows it, the ones that are in the California end, if we're out here. I always get the dressing brigade. When I go to Texas, I don't have to worry about a thing. I just wear my muumuu and get me a seat in the corner, because there's excellent cooks there, and why should I get in the kitchen, okay? As a matter of fact, they say, oh, no, you don't have to do it, because I don't think, they think the baby sister can get down. I can get down when I want to, but why should I get down when I'm around the best, right? So I just let them believe what they want to believe, and I'll slice the dessert up. But yeah, Cornish hens and fried turkey. If you have never had fried turkey, you're in for a treat. Some people, there's places here that can do them, but it's nothing like seeing that turkey drop in that pot and that steam come up, and he is screaming and howling, and he's done in 45 minutes. So crisp on the outside, so tender and well-seasoned on the inside. That fried turkey is something else. So I've been eating fried turkey for years, you know, and I really don't care for a baked turkey. I think it's a waste of time. Not when you can cook some and drop them in that pot, but you must have them in the right pot with the right grease and in the right environment so you won't blow yourself from here to San Diego, okay? I went to Texas and I came back and bought a turkey frying pot and a good thick one. And I brought it back and I started reading, and you have to use propane, and it says, well, if someone throws a match and I'm in close quarters, I don't have a big patio, you know, you need to cook it in open space. I took all of that stuff back. I said, I could just see me now. Being blown from here to San Diego with this propane tank out here, and somebody throws something over the fence, right? So that was the end of fried turkey. But I fell in love. But you have the pot, it is the thickness of the pot. The pot has to be right. There's a certain type of pot.
That's true. That's
no,
true.
It has
that's
to be
what,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. There's like
they sell
a pot
yeah.
for everything. Right?
Yes.
And there definitely
yes.
is a pot for cooking these turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Frying,
there, it's a thickness to it. Yeah, it's a thickness. And, I mean, I've seen people, you know, because more people are getting involved in them, but I've seen them and no, that pot has to be the right pot, okay? And you have to have that right grease, and it has to be the right temperature. So, you know, it's okay if you got a big open backyard, but, you know, in the city, it's a pretty dangerous thing. It's very dangerous. So that's my take on it. So I guess I'll be stacking up on my Cornish hens because I'm listening. What did they say? The turkey prices are up 33%. And if you're going to get a frozen turkey, and just a lot of stuff that's happening. So I've been watching because it's totally greed out here. If everybody make a bean soup Thanksgiving, they'll have to drop these prices down, okay? They'll just have to drop them. I went to the store, and I love smoked turkey, and I like to get the smoked turkey drumlets because I cook with that. I saw a smoked turkey drumlet. It was a nice-sized drumlet, but that drumlet was $11. I said, hey, I lost their mind. Okay, I'm gonna smoke cook this drumlet and eat it for the next 3 days, but they have lost their mind. So my thing is, I think we need to be Martha Stewart has it going on. We need to do a Linda and Tiffany show and teach everybody how to make a bean soup. because being
well, you well, you'll be heading that because I will
you're not
be look. I could participate, but you know it would be better if you would do most of it because I do know how to cook, but it you know stews are not my thing, and I'm learning how to prepare stews and cook stews and all that.
Okay.
'Cause, you know, like I say, I just flip through these streaming channels and find out what's going on or, oh, that looks good. I might look at Martha Stewart. I might look at an old sitcom. I might, you know, different kinds of movies, documentaries. So, I'm into everything. So, but I just recently, it's really amazing that you brought up cooking because I just literally change the channel to cut the television off to do the segment with you tonight. So,
okay.
And she was about to introduce stews and how to cook stews. So I was
Yeah.
This looks like a good thing. But the crock pot is really good too. That's a good.
Yeah, I'm a crock pot cooker also. I haven't tried to, but, yeah, I cook greens in a crock pot, and those Texans laugh at me. They say, who ever heard of greens in a crock pot? But I love mustard greens. So I went to the store, and they only had collard greens, and I know collard greens are very tough. But I wanted some greens, so I said, okay, I'm going to cook these in a crock pot and see what happens. Those greens were so velvety and tender, I have been cooking my greens in a crock pot ever since, okay? And it started, but they laugh. Who's ever heard of that? It works for me, okay? It works for
right.
me because, yeah, I never would leave at home when I'm not in the home, but I will go to sleep, and while I'm sleeping, the food is cooking, okay? And when I wake up, I have a nice aroma. So we're going to go into our soup service here. And it's a trick to doing soups because in order to cook a good soup, you have to know how to lay that roux, place everything in, when to place it in, and let it do its thing. But I can tell you this, if these food prices keep going up and persons stop buying that stuff off the shelf, they're going to have to come down with them. So we're going to have a soup cooking expo. Or segment over here. And beans, oh yeah, beans is your protein. You can cook your pot of beans, you're okay. Uh-huh. Beans is your protein. It's going to give you everything you need. So you fix you a big pot of soup and some fresh corn bread. Or either you can have a roll. It just depends. But we're about corn bread. You can eat the beans without the rice. So you can even make some rice and not no packaged rice. You want to get that long grain rice that you have to cook, okay? Fresh stuff is going to make you feel better, you know. And when you're cooking your beans, you soak those beans. It softens the outside. So any man that likes beans and I cook some beans for him, I got him, okay? Yeah, you learn how to cook those beans. So we're going to have a segment on cooking beans. What type of seasoning you put in, how to blend it up, crock pot cooking. I'm not Martha Stewart over here, and I'm not going to claim that I'm Chef Linda, but, yeah, we have to help out people because this is ridiculous out here. It really is.
No, I agree. But you'll be, you know, spearheading the effort over there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will participate, no doubt, but I think we do need to come up with some stews and some different ideas for cooking.
Yeah, each one.
To feed,
one,
you know, larger groups of people, maybe.
Yes, to feed. Each one teaches one. And, you know, we're going into segment number two. I'm going to take a little break, but before we go into number two, do you have a word of closing for us? And then Miss Carmelita is going to come on with the mystery of time, but I'll take a little break in between. But give us a closing statement, Tiffany with an I.
Well, I just, you know, I will say to the listeners that, you know, it's all about supply and demand. So as soon as the holiday comes, everything goes up. Every, you know, from gas to accommodations to food to whatever it is that the occasion calls for. So just, you know, be cognizant of what you're spending, how you're spending your resources, your money, and know that, you know, just find joy within yourself and be happy, because that's the most pleasant thing that you can do and give someone is sharing your happiness. I know Christmas is coming and we're talking about Thanksgiving, and it's really about being present in the moment. So, you know, not to place your energy too much on the material things, but to place your energy into doing some self-care and sharing your positive energy with other people. So that's what I will say.
Well, I like that. We're going to close out, and I like the word sharing your positive energy with other people, because, you know, we always say keep it positive and you will make anything happen. So on that note, Tiffany with an I, see it, change it, strategize it, and complete it. We love you. We want you to have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to take a little break here and bring Karma Lee to end. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, we got to get up early in the morning, but in some parts of the country, it's evening, it's afternoon, but time is just what it is. And we have Ms. Carmelita with us this evening, and she's going to be speaking on the mysteries of time. Carmelita is our nature queen, but today she's Carmelita. How are you this evening, and welcome in.
Yes, thank you, Auntie. I'm well. I cannot complain whatsoever.
Okay. Well, we want to say appreciation. We know you're into a lot of stuff out there. You had a lot of things to do, and we appreciate you coming on and caring and sharing with us and talking to us about the mystery of time. So I'm just going to be quiet over here, and you take it away.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to hit it off tonight. I was thinking about the concept of time and how it plays a role in our daily lives, and how time just seems to be one of those elements in the world that's like more precious than gold. So it caused me to go on my tangents as I normally do. So I was doing a little research, and one thing I found is that as far as the universe is concerned, time began 13 billion years ago when the Big Bang hit. And almost everyone is familiar with the concept of time, yet some find it hard to define and maybe even understand. Science, philosophy, religion, and the arts all have their own ways of defining time. One way the dictionary defines time, though, suggests that it is the indefinite, continued progression of existence, which encompasses the past, present, and the future. The world of physics explains this phenomenon of time through a theory that they refer to as the arrow of time. And we can think of this arrow of time where time is moving full speed ahead, keeping only memories of the distant past as it marches forevermore into the future, almost as if it were a never-ending story. So it seems as if someone of a higher authority, anyways, knew that this challenge with time would present itself because the human brain is naturally wired to track time. And I find this rather interesting since time is something that we cannot necessarily touch, see, taste, or smell. And yet, most people rely on those seconds, minutes, and hours as a way to understand their own position in this time-space reality that we call life, right? So evidently, time does play some form of a vital role. It seems to serve as a comfort, a guide, a reminder, and even a stabilizer for so many people. So then I began to question the fact that why is time such a mystery? Why is it such a mystery? I mean, even physicists agree that time is one of the most difficult properties to even understand. Einstein, for instance, a notable physicist, was fascinated with the idea of time and believed that time was relative. So if we were to ask him, the perception of time depended on the perspective of the observer and therefore could be altered by distance, space, and other universal factors. And I see this in our daily lives when the clock strikes 12 p.m. here on the West Coast. If you were to ask someone in New York, at that same moment, they would, in fact, say it's 3 p.m. So I think that Einstein was on to something with his idea there. But then there was another physicist on the other side of the coin. His name was Isaac Newton. And Isaac believed that time was absolute. And that just simply meant that he believed that time, no matter where you were on the planet, no matter where you were in your reality, time moved forward at the same pace and rate as anyone else in the whole entire universe. So then there was another theory that I came across, and this was Copenhagen's theory. And Copenhagen's theory suggests that matter suspended in time does not exist in one state or the other, but rather in all its possible states at one time. So for example, if we were to take a penny, a coin, right, and we were to toss it up in the air, according to Copenhagen, we would never render a absolute heads or tails. We would instead always render both heads and tails simultaneously. So I think his concept was like, no matter if you see it or smell it, it still exists. Time has nothing to do with it, but it exists in its full completeness. And I thought that was rather interesting. So I think with all these different schools of thought, it is easy to see how quantifying time still remains one of science's biggest challenges. And I think some of the most intriguing questions that I found center around the notion that we're living in a multi-universe where there are billions of other galaxies out there moving and grooving to their own beat, so to speak. So if this is, in fact, true, then wouldn't that mean that all theories of time potentially could be applicable depending on the galaxy? That's the thought that came to my mind when I began to think about time and how it plays a role in our space and reality of our existence. So I don't know. I just feel like either way, though, one thing that I did discover, a lot of scientists, maybe not all, but most scientists do agree one thing about time is that it cannot move backwards. And I know, because I was like, wait a minute, I know I've seen Back to the Future, and Michael J. Fox stayed going back in time in his smash 80s hit, Back to the Future. But I guess this concept of traveling back in time would severely violate the laws of cause and effect. And scientists and physicists alike, they kind of describe this phenomenon of going back in time and why it would be impossible through a paradox that they refer to as the grandfather paradox. And here is just basically they're exemplifying how if you had a time traveler and he was to go back and kill his grandfather, thus his parents would never be born, and then his existence would never be materialized. But if he was actually a time traveler and he went back in time, he could not even exist to go back and kill himself, if that makes any sense. Meaning this concept is just basically saying in order for him to exist, his parents would have had to be born. So it still remains a conundrum as to how people might be able to go back in time. But there was a scientist by the name of Stephen Hawking who did discover that there was people who could go back in time, but when they did so, they would simply just be observers, so they couldn't manipulate or change anything when they went back, and plus it rendered them free of their free will. So it took away their free will. They were just mere observers, so to speak. So I find that very interesting. So I don't know. At the end of the day, I began to think about how time plays a role in my own personal life again, and I think time, one of the most important things that it has helped me to grasp is the understanding and the experiences that I've had in my life. And so when I think about time, I also go back to specific times. Like you guys were speaking of the holidays and having certain times in life where you need to pick it up or do certain things. And the concept of time and time itself has held on to those memories. So it has given me memories that I've experienced in life, that is. And so it has given me some form of understanding of my existence, but I still question the concept, the relevance of time. Does it really exist? Is it something that is an illusion? Is it time, space, and realities in different galaxies and on different planets? So if I were to, in fact, travel to Mars, maybe there is a different element going on out there in the universe. So these are all things that I wanted to share with our audience today, is just to start to begin to think about the concept of time and exactly what that means, and moreover, just to begin to use time to your advantage, and also to understand that time is what you make it. It could be relevant. It could be absolute, or it could be relative. It could be whatever you make it. But I think at the same time, it's a real factor, because again, it does serve a role in our lives as placeholders, as comfort, as a understanding of who we are. It helps us maintain our memories. It gives us that place line or that place card, so to speak. But I think that's the most important thing that I wanted to stress tonight, is that we began to open up to the idea of how time plays a role in the entire universe, and began to kind of map out how we will begin to think about the grand picture and not stress ourselves when we're not adding up to something, or, oh, we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s, and so it may be too late. I think this was a great discovery that a lot of these scientists came up with when they say there's multi-universes. So I think if anything is true, it's whatever you make it. And I do recall something in the Bible. I always reference the Bible, but I think I take knowledge from many different sources. But it says, I am whatever you say that I am. And I think that that's what time is saying to you too. So thank you for allowing me to share my idea around time, and I just would encourage people to start to really do their research on the concept and idea of time and apply it to their own life and make sense of it.
Well, you know, Carmelita, you know, our nature queen, we love it when you come on and talk to us and give us all these things to look at. Thank you for bringing to us the mysteries of time, because you have brought it in a way that we have different ways to think about it. And I was looking at, you know, scientists stating that you cannot move backwards, but do we know that for real? Okay, we really don't know, but I like the idea of using the time, and it's multi in the universe, and it helps with our lives, our understanding, our experiences, and is it really an illusion or is it not an illusion? This has been very educational. I appreciate you to the highest. I know that, you know, we talked about it. I sort of like heard this before. I didn't hear it all the way to the fullness, and I wanted you to please come on and take our time and share this, because it's giving persons things to think about, and it's educational, and we are all out here moving together. So as I say again, each one teaches one, and we all learn everything together. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And listeners, just I hope you've been taking down notes, and you know you can always go back and Google this up if you're not storing it on your system, because all of these shows archive. And whatever you think you might have missed, listen again, because this has been some good information here from Carmelita. And they know you as our nature queen, but I'm going to let you know that we appreciate you, we thank you, we know that you are a busy you, and we want you to have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy yourself. That was Carmelita, our nature queen, everyone. Have a good weekend, please, Carmelita.
Thank you, you too.
All righty, talk to you later. Enjoy.
I know, I know, I know, I know.
We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend out there. We are going to be doing some community activities. We want you to stay safe, stay aware, and more so, stay kind. We were talking about the mystery of time with Carmelita that came on. Pay attention. I hope you took notes. It's giving us some information about the planet reports and what to look for. And when you're feeling crazy out there, you'll know what to do. This is Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and we love you. Have a wonderful weekend. Give you a little bit more music, and then we're out and about.
Yeah.